Okay, this is our last presentation today. After we come back from dinner, we'll be having the Birds of a Feather session. So if you have not, I'm going to plug this one more time. If you have not gone out there and looked at the topics, the potential topics for Birds of a Feather, please try and take a chance, you know, opportunity to do that before we go to dinner. And if you are one of the people who submitted a topic for Birds of a Feather, we'll be getting in touch with you sometime during our dinner break to let you know that, you know, your topic was chosen. Our next speaker serves on the AA Grapevine Corporate Board and will be sharing about the AA Grapevine Online. I'd like to introduce Josh.
Hey, y'all. Hi. Thank you. My name is Josh Eggleston. I am an alcoholic. Is Sam in the room? Oh, there he is. Sam hides. Before I get started, I wanted to talk about a really important outside issue. Today's Sam's birthday. So if you didn't meet Sam last year in North Carolina when the conference was there, make sure you give him a big hug today, because today's his actual belly button birthday. So happy birthday, Sam. And I just want to let everybody know, I know this has been it's been a great day, and it's been a long day, and I know everybody's hungry. I'm not going to talk for a very long period of time today. I wanted to try and do something different from my last couple presentations. And so my hope is that we can get out of our chairs and do a little bit of workshop group work together. So I'm going to talk a little bit, but then we're going to kind of move our chairs around and group up and have some time to sort of commingle and come up with ideas in small groups and hopefully look at the results of some of that. So, again, not a long belabored talk on my part. Again, as was mentioned, I'm a non-trustee director at the AA Grapevine Board. And this is why I'm here today. You know, I sponsor other guys, and I participate in my home group, and I carry a meeting into a federal prison on Wednesday mornings to stay sober. You know, that's part of my 12th step, and that's how I keep the recovery that AA and my sponsor and my friends in AA have given me. And, these are direct services. And I do general service in support of those direct services because in the year 2042, that girl who's my daughter will be 30 years old. And when I was 30 years old, I put Alcoholics Anonymous Durham, North Carolina into a Google search bar. And that's how I found AA. And I don't know in 2042 where she's going to look for the fellowship that saved my life. And so to me, there is nothing better that I can do than try to serve, to give what time and what latitude I have to general service to support those direct services that we all do, but also to ensure that AA is not only around in 2042, but that it's whole and it's unified and it's strong and maybe a little better than we maybe leave it when some of us leave this earth. I would like to dedicate as much of my time to that as I can. And I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be of service to you and to be of service to this fellowship. A little bit of education. What the heck is a non-trustee director and what does that mean? Our service structure has a lot of alphabet soup. There's a triangle, it's inverted, there's lots of components. I wanted to talk a little bit about the bottom pieces of that triangle. We talk a lot about our board and our boards, and I wanted to lay out a little bit of that piece of the puzzle. So our General Service Board is made up of 21 trustees. Those are the trustee members. For all intents and purposes, they're the legal guardians of Alcoholics Anonymous. They own our fellowship, for lack of a better term. They're fiscally responsible to us, and they're ultimately responsible for the decisions made in service to the fellowship. They are comprised of seven Class A non-alcoholic trustees, one of whom happens to be the chair, eight regional trustees, two from Canada, six from North America. Those are the regions that we talk about at different forums: Northeast, Southeast, West Central, Eastern Canada. So those eight regions comprise eight of the seats around that table. There are two at-large trustees, one from Canada and one from the United States. So those trustees are the international liaison between Alcoholics Anonymous in the United States and Canada and AA around the world and other general service offices. They're the ones who will head off to Cuba this year to help set up Alcoholics Anonymous down in a country where it's really challenging to organize in the way that we organize. And there are four general service trustees. We don't hear about these a lot. These are four trustees that are picked from the pool of non-trustee directors who have served on those corporate boards. And they're there because of their individual business experience as well as their experience serving on the corporate entities that make up the bottom of our service structure, AAWS Inc. and AA Grapevine Inc. These are the two corporate entities separately incorporated. They are not owned by the General Service Board. These are three separate entities. And one of the primary, not roles, one of the primary means in which the 21 trustees of the General Service Board fulfill their responsibility to serve our fellowship is by populating the members of these two corporate boards that carry out the work of Alcoholics Anonymous. So Concept 11 talks a lot about the structure and how that's placed, and this is one of the ways that they enact that power. So the AA Grapevine Inc. Is allowed one Class A trustee, one non-alcoholic trustee. Both corporate boards have to have two regional trustees, and those regionals serve for a two-year term. Both corporate boards have two general service trustees. But that doesn't get to the nine corporate members of the trustee board. And because of the nature of the rest of the work that these trustees do, they don't comprise the rest of that body. Three non-trustee directors per board do. So the non-trustee directors on those two corporate boards are not voting members of the General Service Board. They serve the corporate board only and are in service of the General Service Board through trustees committees. So in addition to serving on corporate board weekends, like I will next week, I also serve on a variety of trustees committees that take place about 6 weeks after. So every 6 weeks, there's board meetings in New York for corporate board members. So that, and then in addition to that, there's a couple staff members per board. So on the AAWS side there, one of those staff members is our general manager, and the other is a rotating staff member who is rotated into the staff services desk. That staff member serves not only as a secretary to that corporate board, but they are also a voting member. They're a member of that board. Clem spoke in his talk about how he wasn't put in his position because of his experience with technology. He was a rotating staff member, and at some point in Clem's future, he will also sit in that chair as a member of the AAWS corporate board. And the staff member on the Grapevine side is our executive editor and publisher. So this is just a little bit of an attempt to kind of clarify what we're talking about when we talk about our boards, trustee versus non-trustee members, and how some of the service structure at the bottom of that triangle works. And one of the biggest reasons that I wanted to bring in this piece of the conversation to this group of people is because we need your help. You know, our need for IT and communications and content strategy and user experience is only going to get greater as our use and dependence on technology increases with the rest of society. And this group of people participate in that business world on a daily basis and know people who have those skill sets. I was not a past delegate. You do not have to be a past delegate to put in your application to be a non-trustee director. You don't have to be a past delegate to put in an application to be an appointed committee member to serve on those trustees committees. And if you have experience that serves corrections or public information or literature, we need your service at that level as well. And I think some of the expertise in this room and rooms like it will serve those boards well into the future. Why Grapevine? You know, I've presented at this conference. This is my third year. And I'm a huge fan of this conference because of the fluidity with which we talk about really big topics that affect the fellowship. And, you know, I was reminded as Clem was talking, Ed M., the sponsor he referenced that got him into putting his application in, is a gentleman that I served with as an appointed committee member when he was a non-trustee director on the Grapevine Board and eventually a trustee, and I When Clem was telling his story, I was picturing all of us in St. Louis at the first NAATW. So his story of sobriety and service really neatly wove together what we're doing here today. And it was a really strong memory of that for me. As an appointed committee member, I served on the public information desk. And one of the things that I saw there was our communication structure as a whole. And what I saw in that was an opportunity within the Grapevine, because I really believe that the Grapevine is an underutilized tool of communication that gives the best snapshot of Alcoholics Anonymous today as a tool of recovery and support for the alcoholic in need. I attended a regional forum not long after the April conference, and as I mentioned earlier, on Wednesday mornings I take a meeting into a federal prison, and that week I'd taken the meeting into the prison, and then that afternoon flew out to the regional forum to present. And, you know, just in time for that presentation, this amazing experience came to me, and I was in the meeting, and, you know, these guys get one meeting a week. 8:30 a.m. on Wednesdays is the only hour they get to talk about AA. And at this particular meeting, two guys were really emotional. One of them was particularly distraught because his grandmother had passed away, and his grandmother had raised him, so she was his mother figure. He was an older fella. He was new to recovery. He was new to prison, and he was having a really hard time. And what I knew is that when I left that room, that guy didn't have Alcoholics Anonymous meetings to go to for the next 6 days. He didn't have an iPad. He didn't have the tools that we have on the outside to get the help that we need when we're in distress. But I could hand him this magazine, because I have a stack of Grapevines with me every time I go into a facility. And I know the contents of those magazines because I read them. And the content of this magazine is how to stay sober in trying times. And that guy had this magazine to keep with him for 6 days until he knew he would see me and the other members of that meeting again. You know, that's the message of Alcoholics Anonymous. That's the support of the fellowship where it's needed. And the only reason that was able to happen was because I subscribe, I pay attention to what's in it, I read it, and I use it, I pass it on. In that same meeting, another member, so it's a federal institution, we get a lot of guys who have issues with immigration. Sometimes they speak English and sometimes they don't. In this particular case, this guy spoke a lot of English, he knew a lot of AA, but English was not his first language, and he was lamenting that he missed AA in Mexico because the difference between English AA and Spanish AA is not just the language. There is a cultural difference between English-speaking AA and Spanish-speaking AA. And for the next 6 days, that guy could experience AA in Spanish because of this magazine. Because I have a couple of those every time I go in, too, because I don't know if the guy's going to speak Spanish. I also bring in a Spanish language, Language of the Heart, Big Book, and 12 and 12, because these are the tools of recovery that we use to support each other. So I see the Grapevine as this amazing tool of sharing the experience of Alcoholics Anonymous members across the country and in Canada with each other, with those in need of recovery and those in the professional community. And as a tool, if I put it up against that benchmark, we don't utilize it to its potential. And that's why I put my application in at AA Grapevine, Inc., because that's where I see the most opportunity for growth in how we carry the message in that particular category. So on that note, our latest issue is out. The September issue is Young and Sober, as it often is in September. But I want to bring note to the other way that we need your help in participating with Grapevine. You know, we have storied submission deadlines for different issues. So coming up for our April issue next year, we have a special section on bridging the gap. So we're looking for your stories and service on bridging the gap, and those submissions are due October 5th. So you got just about 4 weeks to get those stories in. Following that, How the Steps Changed My Life. In May next year, we're celebrating that the steps themselves turn 80 next year, and we're going to celebrate that in the May issue with stories of how the steps have changed my life. And in sorry, in June of next year, we're going to have a special section attributed to travel in sobriety and sober travel stories and how I see the world without drinking bourbon anymore. Those are due December 5th. And coming out next month's issue is A in the Military. This has been a hot topic in my district. It's been a hot topic in my area. We have a lot of military bases in North Carolina, a really large one in Fayetteville. I'm looking forward to seeing what John, our senior editor, has put together, because I think this is a place where we have a huge need, and I think that this issue is an opportunity to help share some experience with those guys and girls who are coming home from really intense conflict situations and coming home to try and get sober. Four Seasons of Service is in its third season. I don't want to talk about Four Seasons of Service. I just wanted to point it out. One of the things I'm hoping to do this weekend before I leave, I'm going to be hanging out in either this lobby or the lobby in the front most nights, tonight and tomorrow night, and during free time. I would really appreciate if any of you who can give me 7 to 8 minutes of your time would be willing to sit down with me one-on-one, and I want to do a little bit of a UX test on a website page related to this effort. I'm really curious to see and hear from you what you see when you engage with that content. We have a new book, just came out on September 1st, Stories of Women in Recovery, so women in AA sharing their experience, strength, and hope on how they get and stay sober. And we have a brand new app. So here I'm going to pause for a minute, and I actually want to show it to you. But before I do, how many people in here have a subscription to our app? Great. So by Sunday, we'll have more hands. And one of the reasons I wanted to take a little bit of time here, as I mentioned, I've spoken at this conference a couple times in the first year. It was sort of I was trying to be provocative about how we build our district and area websites. And last year we talked a lot about the potential for Grapevine, and we talked a lot about the idea of what we're building in technology, and as we're trying to look into the future, we're beta testing. And we're beta testing in Alcoholics Anonymous terms, which takes a long time. And to me, our app is actually an example of AA moving fast. The board asked for it, and management found and put together our original app within 1 year. And in AA terms, that's fast. Some of the suggestions that were given to me at this conference last year are a part of the new app. And I think they're really good suggestions, and I'm really excited that the board agreed with those suggestions, and we had a long conversation. One of the challenges with the new app is that in order to provide it, we had to switch app developers. So if any of you have ever developed a product of that nature, that can be a challenge. And for us, it can be a particularly large challenge because you can subscribe and download this app in multiple places. So if you got your subscription through aagrapevine.org versus the Apple Store versus the Google Play Store, your experience in transitioning from the old app to the new app is going to be pretty different. My experience with it was that I woke up and I hit my app and I had a new app on my phone. And when I went to open the magazine, it asked for my username and password, and because I knew those, it was instant. I had the new app. For some of you, that might be more challenging, and I ask for those of you who already have a subscription, if you find it challenging, please call the office or email and ask for help, and let them help you fix that as opposed to just walking away from your subscription. And for those of you who didn't raise your hand, I hope maybe you'll consider subscribing before we leave here this weekend. And just to real quick, I want to show you what that new app looks like. So for those of you who have never seen this app, you're not going to see the oohs and ahs that I see when I look at it, because our old PDF reader, and that's the type of app that we have, and this is still in that same format. But we've added a lot of functionality and navigation that I think is a lot easier. So it's got the same overall layout, but you have the ability to actually change how you see that. If you don't want to list it that way, you can look at it as a list. You can adjust how you want your home screen to appear, which we didn't have prior. The new magazine itself, you'll notice as I flip from page to page, little yellow highlight bars come up. And those highlight bars are showing you where you can click. There's hyperlinks built throughout, and most importantly, built throughout the navigation page of our table of contents. So you can click on the story you want to read, and you're at the story you want to read, which I know seems like it's not rocket science, but our last app didn't do that. So that's progress. It also allows you to get back to that table of contents with the click of a button, which is also progress. The suggestion that we got from the microphone here was, if you're going to have an app on my phone and you've got all that audio, why don't you put it in the app? Which is really, really smart and makes a lot of sense. And it was an easy conversation to take back to a corporate board to say, hey, we've got all this audio we've paid for. Why don't we put it in the app? And it's one of the things that prompted the switch to the new vendor, because our old vendor wasn't willing to make changes. So now, the entire magazine content in each of these titles is an audio file of that story.
Young and sober. Dreams and waterfalls. He was once so drunk he couldn't leave his dorm room. Now he's seeing the world.
My family was as close to perfect as I've encountered on this planet. Yet, I still never felt right. Crippled by fear and insecurity, I needed the approval of my parents, my teachers, and my peers in order to feel any sense of self-worth.
So you now you can just listen as you go along in your car. Back to beta, one of the things that I found as soon as I opened my brand new app I was so excited to play with, when I play that audio bar, if the screen on my phone goes to sleep, so does my audio. So that's a challenge for if you want to listen in your car, you want to listen when you go for a walk, but that's a challenge that's already been put into the queue to be addressed. And so we'll be talking about that at a board weekend this coming next weekend. And that'll get fixed in a future endeavor, but for the time being, if you keep your screen alive, the audio's there. And the other thing I like about it, too, is all of the hyperlinks take you to the different places, to the parts of the website that you may not know. There's a lot of things you can do on our website that you probably haven't had a chance to experiment with, not just the things that tell you the new products, but also places that explain our calendar and events. There's a great description of all the different the editorial selections and what we need stories on. So if you want to look through and see if you've got an experience, you know, you can click through that stuff. But that is our new app. I hope those of you who had the old one will play with it this weekend and tell me what you love and what you hate. And I hope that those of you who don't subscribe will subscribe and do the same. So Grapevine Digital, and what does that mean? I was told a good friend of mine from NAATW arrived and came and gave me a really big hug and sat down, and they said, I don't like your title. I was like, okay, I can take that. It's not that flashy. It's not provocative, but it's true. I use the term Grapevine Digital because, to me, there's no reason to have 16 things on the internet that are the different versions of Grapevine in electronic form. So I like the idea of Grapevine Digital as a single thing. We don't currently offer a single thing. And one of the reasons Grapevine Digital is important to me is we don't communicate as a culture and as a people, not in AA, but in the globe, the way we used to. So the magazine, which I believe has fantastic use as a service piece and as a pass-along, we get information in different ways today. The content's the same, but the information is different. So in 1990, Clem said he got sober in 91. So 1 year before Clem got sober, there were over 500 million phone directories printed per year. That's two books for every American at the time, and 1.6 billion pounds of paper. And today, in most areas, you have to make a special request for a phone book, and the White Pages is online. There were more than 2.6, did I jump one? I did. There it is. There was more than 2.6 million payphones in the U.S. in 1990. Less than 10% of those are accessible today. 33 was the number of TV channels available per household. And over 120,000 sets of Encyclopedia Britannica were sold. Encyclopedia Britannica no longer prints the encyclopedia, and Google is a verb. The point is that the information is the same. How we get it and how we share it is different. And I don't know why AA or the Grapevine should be any different. And the reason this is important is this. And I don't know, this is an idea that's been shared in many different talks in many different ways, but I found a good slide version of it. It took the phone 75 years to reach 50 million people. It took Angry Birds Space 35 days. As a fellowship, we're trying to reach 20 million people. Angry Birds did that times two in 35 days. How are we going to harness not just technology, but the content in the technology so that it's attractive and of interest to people who want to look at and use it? The one just above Angry Birds is a silly Words with Friends knockoff called Draw. You know, draw doodles and guess what they are. And it was so entertaining and exciting that they reached 50 million people in 50 days. Because people wanted to play with it. People wanted to touch it and mess with it. I'm going to join the chorus and add a nod to Josh who's in the room. Josh has been called out multiple times from multiple microphones. He made a thing that's easy to use that people like to use, and he has over 40,000 users in his user base now. Alcoholics Anonymous as a whole needs to do that. Grapevine needs to do that. Grapevine, in its essence, was a newsletter turned into a newspaper, turned into a news magazine. We're still a news magazine. That's a problem. Nobody buys Reader's Digest anymore. So instead of me waxing on about what I think we should do, which is what I did last year, this is a list of ideas that I threw out and I had the opportunity to share with the General Service Conference this year. What if we had a podcast? What if we did this? What if we did that? I could do that all day, but it's to no effect because I'm just a voice of one, and you are the target. So what I'm hoping to do today is do a little workshop together as kind of a focus group, and I want to know what you think Grapevine Digital should be. So the way I'm hoping to accomplish this, and it may work, it may not, but I want to take a swing, is I went to Kinko's. I got some large sheet sticky notes. I got a bunch of these really colorful sticky tags, and this is something we do at my office. You might do it at your office. But what I'd like to do is break into 6 to 8 groups, 8 to 10 each. I think we probably have 50 or 60 people in the room. And circle up your chairs in small groups and talk about what you think Grapevine Digital should be and should offer. And keep in mind that Grapevine is not supported by the $2 you put in the basket. Grapevine is self-supporting through subscription revenue. So as you come up with the amazing ideas that I know you will, also consider, would I pay a subscription for that? And my hope is that you can come to some kind of consensus in your small groups and write down some of those great ideas on some of these pieces of sticky note and put them on the wall. And then we'll do that for maybe 20, 25 minutes if we're really into it. And then I want to take 10 or 15 minutes for everybody in here to grab a handful of these. And I want you to stick a red one or a pink one, hot pink, by the ideas that you think are really cool, and a blue one by the ideas that you think are really bad. And if you're just kind of on the fence, leave it be. And I want to leave those up there through tomorrow. And so if you don't have a chance to get through it all today, that's cool. All this material will stay in the room. That'll stay on the wall. But I want to see in this small cross-section of, 50 to 80 alcoholics, what do you want from your Grapevine? Because at the end of the day, that's why we're here, is to serve you. Great ideas are only great if they serve the need. So that, unless anyone has any questions before we get started, and that's probably a bad thing to start, I would love it if we could break into 6 to 8 small groups, please.
Josh. Mike Alcoholic, thank you for your presentation. I just had a question with those apps. Are they in both Spanish and French also?
Very good question. The answer to that's not currently. So as you can see in year one, we already switched the total app provider. We have a Spanish version of the app currently. Unlike AWS, Grapevine Inc. tends to only support Spanish and English as languages because the French language community in Canada has their own magazine, La Vine, and they support their own products. The Spanish version of the app will probably come at some future date. And one of the discussions we've been having, because currently for the Spanish-speaking community, we're offering SMS text functionality because there's not a lot of email there, so currently they're getting a lot of information and opportunity through text. And we've been talking about swapping that program out for the Spanish version of the app, which would do both.
Is there a preference for the Grapevine where to purchase it? Is it better to do it through Grapevine for the Grapevine?
I don't know that Grapevine has a preference, but individuals probably do. If you subscribe through the Grapevine, the total subscription price goes to the Grapevine. If you subscribe through a third-party store, like Google Play or the Apple Store, they take $1 each, I want to say, of the total subscription price, not of the monthly.
Right.
So I think this is like a half a question. I guess I'm looking to reiterate two things. What are the things that are the digital product offerings today as they are, again? Mm-hmm. And I think you said it, but I don't think I got a complete picture. So mm-hmm. What are they? And then the value of our help would be to brainstorm, I'm assuming, on something potentially totally new is the idea, right? As opposed to something that's currently being thought about or...
Yeah, I would say it's a little bit of both. So my original intention was that in a small group you could brainstorm what you do and don't like about what's currently offered. The idea of combining it into one offering is my personal pet peeve, but it may not be any individual. So to me, it's the list of things we offer right now is the online subscription itself is all of the articles from each magazine are available on the website, as well as a couple of articles that are not available in print. That also includes all the audio recordings of each story. And that also includes, depending on the subscription you have, the AA Archive, the AA Grapevine Archive, which is available on the website. That's the Grapevine online subscription. The app is a PDF reader of each month's magazine, now with audio. And those at this point would be the two. And the functionalities of the website, you know, there's some jokes on there. There's some other content-based stuff that you could look around in your small groups. But I would probably argue that the lack of knowledge of some of those offerings means they're not of interest. So, yeah, I would say start from scratch with whatever you would want that to look like and what you would actually use.
My question is, I have an online subscription with the Grapevine, mm-hmm. and I also have a paper subscription. Now, we have an app, which is great, mm-hmm. and I probably will get that. But are we looking at this how? Financially? Because does a person subscribe to all three? Are they going to subscribe to one? Mm-hmm. And is that going to make a difference in our subscriptions?
Yeah, so what I can say to that is, so Grapevine Complete, which is currently complete, means the magazine and the web online subscription. It does not include the app. The app was concepted and developed as a standalone based on the decision of the board at the time. There's plenty of good argument to be made for combining the two or making some other form of complete. I can say from a data standpoint, the increase in app subscriptions has seen an almost equal decrease in Grapevine online subscriptions.
It has about equal.
Almost okay. Even. So we'll pick up 1,000 here and lose 800 to 1,000 there.
Yeah.
So that in and of itself might be a decent argument for combining the two. But the board at the time, and this was before my time, that put forward the app project, put it forward as its own subscription model.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm sorry for running long. I was really excited to get everybody out of their chairs, and I feel really bad that I waxed on for everyone. I just told you I got up here and said I wasn't going to do that, but then I did that. So anyway, thank you all very much, and I appreciate your time.
Okay.